Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's welcome in one of the newcomers to the team, Breck Shea, veteran, of course, been playing for quite a while now and is now part of Atlanta United, and joins us this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline. Morning to you, Breck.
Hi, how you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. Breck, now I know you're just getting here, but being in the locker room and the season going the way that has been going for Atlanta United, it hasn't gone the way that they've anticipated. Do you feel a little bit of frustration amongst your teammates?
Yeah, anytime things don't go your way, frustration sets in. But I think it's one of the things. I mean, like I said, it's a new year, a new team, a new coaching staff. I think it'll just take a little bit to get things going, and once it gets going, I think it won't stop.
Breck Shea on the WadeFord.com hotline. Well, you understand around here, Breck, as you would imagine, that we're a little spoiled, right? I mean, 2 years already an MLS title, right?
Yeah, I mean, 2 years, you've done more than most MLS teams done their entire existence.
So, you know, when we look at this, we kind of asking ourselves, you know, why is it there been so much trouble connecting here with this team? Was it the number of games you had to play so early and the lack of training? Was it, you know, the new guys coming in and trying to find their footing, you and Pitty and other additions to this? Is what's been the key here, or is it just bad, dumb luck?
Anytime a team wins, the next year they struggle in the beginning. It's I don't know if it's a curse or just going through such a long season the year before and putting out so much. And obviously the early games takes a toll. That's hard to come in off such a short off season and then put so many games when other teams are putting very few. And then you're playing all over the country in different countries and Wednesday, Saturday, back to back, and take a toll early on.
You know, Breck, you're a young guy. You've been around MLS a lot, though. How has it changed from your beginning until now?
I mean, when this is my 11th year, I believe, and just to see Atlanta, for example, that to have a stadium that sells out at 70-something thousand is incredible. I mean, I would have never imagined that my first showing in the league, and seeing that, just how much it's grown throughout the U.S. is amazing.
Breck Shea, of course, joining Atlanta United. He's on with John and Hugh as we get ready for Atlanta United and the Colorado Rapids, a 6 o'clock kick on Saturday. Breck, there's been a disturbing trend among Atlanta United, among the Five Stripes games this year, and that's the early goal that you've been conceding. How much of an emphasis has that been to stop this kind of early first 5 or 10 minute mistake that puts you in kind of a bad spot?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you give up a goal early, it's not good. So it's one thing we're working on, and it puts you in a bad spot the rest of the game. So it's something we need to stop and not allow to happen anymore.
As you look at this game Saturday, here comes Colorado. They've struggled defensively. Do you tell me, just in looking at this game, you know, aside from the fact that obviously you guys need to score and win, they're going to try everything they can. Mike Conley's of the belief that they could put like 10 guys back, you know, in the box and just pack their back line because their defense has struggled so much, and they're going to be playing on turf against you guys. Is this something you're anticipating? And if you're anticipating that they're going to go full defensive mode and try and park the bus, how do you attack that?
That's something hard. If a team does that, it's hard. We're going to have to somehow draw them out and play through them and get around them, or somehow take advantage of set pieces and win second balls and get a lot of shots off.
When you look at Colorado, who is one of the players on their squad that you have to look at and say, you know what, I got to be leery of this guy. I got to make sure that he doesn't have a great game.
I would say Kai Kamara. I played with him last year. He's been in the league a long time. He's unbelievable on set pieces. So a team like Colorado come here is going to play for set pieces to try, and that's going to be one of their main threats against us. So, and that when they have Kai Kamara, who's unbelievable in the air, all corner kicks and set pieces, something we have to watch out for and be ready for that.
All right, so Breck, tell me, as a Five Stripe fan that I am, we keep hearing about the breakout. Is that happening this Saturday? Is this the breakout?
I hope so. I think we're going to do everything we can to make that happen.
Breck, we're looking forward to it. 6 o'clock kick at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Thanks for taking a few minutes.
Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.